Forest Comfort Stool, the black mesh, very popular stool. Remember this, every big timer owns life by evolving and changing. EBTOLEC, EBT, OLEC, enthusiasm, bandwagoning, testimonial, objection handled early, literature, point out something that's exclusive, that'll keep them from shopping around, and then don't just close, close with contrast. Present a large number, and let's whittle our way down to a smaller number, which is what we're going to pay for the item. Here we go. Finally, a stool in the dental industry we can get excited about. This is a very popular stool. It's made by Forest. It's called the Comfort Stool. We call it the Black Mesh Stool. It's made by Forest. Forest is one of the fastest growing companies in the dental industry, and it's a company that lives and breathes, as I pointed out on my literature piece, its brand strategy, which is affordable excellence, designer friendly. There are offices all over town, all over America, that have this stool. Strangely enough, I don't know if everybody's heard of Carrie Underwood. She had one that was specially made that was white, but she actually has this stool. Architects, songwriters, hygienists, dentists, forward-leaning professionals need a really good versatile stool to work. Now, a lot of folks, when they see the stool, they see that it only comes in black. But by the time they use it and have it demonstrated, see how good it is for your overall health, you realize that a little bit of black goes with everything. I mean, take a look at something that is as massively accepted as a product like the NFL. Well, every NFL team has a little black trim or a black uniform that they wear every once in a while. So by the time you realize that this thing is a really good item to have for your overall health and for work, people don't mind going with the nice black mesh. So as I open my literature, the first thing I want to do is just point at the first bullet point and say that this stool is going to reduce the strain on your lumbar discs. But the stool itself isn't really going to do that. You're going to do that by sitting appropriately. And how do you sit appropriately? Now you want to be a performer. Preferably, you want to be in the operatory, which is their intimate arena, and you want them to be standing in the hallway. What a great visual static moment for you in a dental office. So you go into the dental office and you look back up at them. You're engaged. You're a part of their equipment or part of their office. And you talk about pressing the two butt bones down into the support material. You prop yourself up, run your hands along your upper thighs and say your upper leg lines are on a slight downslope with your feet flat on the floor. And then as we come forward towards the clinical area, we don't lean or shrug our shoulders forward and use muscles. We just rock forward with our hip joint. And the idea is that we want to try to create balance and allow our bones to be dental equipment. Because if we use our muscles to hold ourselves up to support our weight, we're going to get tired, we're going to get injured, and we're going to have strain and fatigue.
I'm sitting here editing this just thinking, wow, what a dork. I think I stayed inside too much when I was a kid and did too many models. Please forgive. But I'm not going to redo the recording just because I sound like a... Just trying to give you all the words, all the lingo, all the material. So pardon me. Thank you.
So point out that first bullet point. And it's probably a good time now that you've opened a very impressive piece of literature. Tell me you agree with that as you hold that thing in your hand. And just kind of pause and let them say something. You might point something out that you like that's on here. Just some really nice pictures. But what I like to do is just turn to the very last page and just kind of drift into a little bit of a conversation about Hank. Hank was an ADEC rep for 35 years, I believe. He also worked for Pelton Crane for 2 or 3 years. Dreamed about owning a company, was young. And just so you know, folks, in my territory alone, Forest about 6 or 7 years ago did $30,000 wholesale. Okay? I now do nearly $1 million wholesale per year in my territory. You go to other areas like Chicago, where we get to showcase our equipment at the midwinter every year, or the Bay Area out in San Francisco, just let me know. I'll send you what a backlog of Forest equipment looks like in November. You won't believe it. But talk about Hank. Talk about the, and then talk about something that is exclusive about this stool, is that it has 3 levers. Every other stool you've ever seen has like 1 lever, maybe 2. This has a 3rd lever, which allows the seat mechanism, the actual convex ZenWave thick DuPont mesh seat to rock back and forth independent of the rest of the stool. So, yes, we want to sit appropriately all the time. But you know what? Once in a while, in the middle of the summer, when we're talking to a mom who probably sets 91% of the healthcare appointments in the United States, she even sets healthcare appointments for grandpas and grandmas because they often don't do it. Very important person, the mother, right? And she's telling you a story about her summer vacation, and you're feeling a little stiff in the chair, doctor. Now you can hit a lever and maybe sit inappropriately for a couple of minutes. Always remember, sitting is the new smoking. And if we're going to sit for a living, we need a versatile stool to kind of remind our lower back and where the blood is flowing and where everything is crunched up that, hey, we are alive and we are moving, even though we're sitting. So it's an awesome stool. I play jazz guitar. I practice a ton on the weekends, and I love the versatility of the stool. It allows me to continue to focus on what I'm doing, leaning in, looking at these complicated notes and straining my little brain. But there are times when I finally get fed up and I got to get up out of the stool. But this stool, once I got it, it really helped me to be able to sustain my concentration for longer periods of time. Finally, clothes. Clothes with contrast. Doctor, big time stools go for $1,000. Cheap stools go for $400. This stool suggested retail $825. I'll get you in one for about $650. It's got a 5-year warranty. If you want, we can put one in every room. Oh, you don't want four? You just want to try one? Okay. Rise with a